1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Department of Homeland Security says border crossings dropped 50% since the end of Title 42. ABC News contributor John Cohen wasn't surprised.
Several factors I'm hearing were at play. One, the weather was really bad in Texas. There were thunderstorms and tornadoes.
The department warning it still expects a surge in the coming weeks. President Biden will meet again tomorrow with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling. He wants it increased with no conditions. Republicans are calling for significant spending cuts. Consumer car debt accelerated a record 17% over the past year.
If you miss a payment or two, that may cost you the car and also the credit score damage that can stick with you for 7 years and be significant.
Bank rates, Ted Rossman. The White House says Iran's provided Russia with more than 400 drones, a sign of the country's expanding defense partnership. This is ABC News. The White House says millions of Americans may file their taxes for free in the future. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Look out, TurboTax and H&R Block. The Biden administration is considering creating a government-run alternative to filing your taxes. Democrats and consumer advocates say tax prep companies charge middle-income Americans for what they think should be a free public service. The IRS is expected to make a decision on a possible direct tax file system later this month.
The Philadelphia Inquirer was unable to print its regular Sunday newspaper after an apparent cyber attack disrupted operations over the weekend. The paper is still posting articles on its website. The attack struck just before Philadelphia's mayoral primary election Tuesday. The paper says employees would not be allowed into the Inquirer's offices through at least Tuesday because of the disruptions, but assured readers that the situation will not affect news coverage. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. A recent merger between railroads Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern will send more trains along the Upper Mississippi River and in some cases many more loads of hazardous materials. In April, a train derailed near DeSoto, Wisconsin with two cars floating down the river. Nothing was spilled. Cleanup was completed within days compared to a February derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That led to a plume of chemically laden gas over the entire community. The newly formed Canadian Pacific Kansas City creates a direct connection between Canadian oil producers and refiners along the Gulf of Mexico. And Poinette native Ashley Hagenow earned the title of Alice in Dairyland over the weekend. As Wisconsin's 76th Alice, Hagenow becomes a full-time ambassador for agriculture in Wisconsin, traveling and educating the public about the importance of the industry. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There was a lot of it made this weekend, I'll tell you that. Let me start with one that surprised even me. I don't get surprised too often by the skullduggery on this side, but listen to this. Ron DeSantis, you know, he's running for president. He says he hasn't announced yet, but you know he's running for president. He urged his supporters to donate money to the defense fund of Daniel Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. Daniel Penny is the guy on the subway in New York who strangled the Michael Jackson impersonator. Because the Michael Jackson impersonator was mentally ill, apparently, and had been harassing people on the subway. So Daniel Penny grabbed him from behind and strangled him, put him in that chokehold so he could not breathe. $1.8 million has already been raised by people to defend Daniel Penny for strangling Jordan Neely. Here's what DeSantis did. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because it's kind of disgusting, but more importantly, this is a guy who thinks he's going to be president. He's not going to be president. Here's what DeSantis did. He compared Penny to the Good Samaritan in the Bible. Ron DeSantis compared Daniel Penny, who strangled Jordan Neely, the Michael Jackson impersonator on the subway, compared him to the Good Samaritan in the Bible. Now, remember something. The Good Samaritan in the Bible came to the aid of a man who'd been beaten, stripped naked of his clothes, and left on the side of the road. The Good Samaritan went to his aid. The Good Samaritan didn't strangle the man who'd been beaten, stripped of his clothes, and left on the side of the road. But Ron DeSantis compared this guy Penny, Daniel Penny, to the Good Samaritan. And then DeSantis said about Daniel Penny, America's got his back. What? America's got his back. America likes to see people strangled. America got his back. And then DeSantis, believe it or not, attacked Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, who's prosecuting Daniel Penny. What are you supposed to do? He's the DA. Guy gets strangled on the subway. You prosecute him. DeSantis is unhinged. He attacks Alvin Bragg for doing it, for prosecuting Daniel Penny. And then he goes, and Alvin Bragg was associated with George Soros. Now, let's hold the phone here for a second. What the heck? First of all, George Soros never met Alvin Bragg, and Alvin Bragg never met George Soros. They've both already said that. They've both already talked about that. What he's getting at is that George Soros has made contributions to various organizations that try to clean up prosecution, and that's his right to do that. And that one of those organizations apparently gave a contribution to Alvin Bragg. So dragging George Soros in is something the right wing does all the time. George Soros is originally from Hungary. And he's an immigrant, came here and did very well for himself. Very generous man, very good man. But what I don't understand is how Ron DeSantis thinks this is going to help him be president, because he was not the only guy who stood up for the strangler, the subway strangler, Daniel Penny. Matt Gaetz called Daniel Penny, quote, Subway Superman for killing the Michael Jackson impersonator. Remember, Trump earlier, a couple of years ago, met with Kyle Rittenhouse after he had shot three men right here in Wisconsin and called him a nice young man. Greg Abbott of Texas is about to pardon a guy named Daniel Perry, different from Daniel Penny. Daniel Penny is the subway strangler. Daniel Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, just was convicted of homicide and got 25 years for shooting a Black Lives Matter marcher in a protest. Just pull right up and plug the guy. Plug the guy. And Greg Abbott thinks, well, I'm going to pardon that man. Boy, he did exactly what I want. Here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. DeSantis is trying to out-Trump Trump, out-Trump Greg Abbott, clear the field for being nobody can get to his right on cruelty. What he doesn't understand is that Republicans who've done have been successful in the past, Ronald Reagan at president, Tommy Thompson as governor, didn't project cruelty. They project the antithesis of that. They projected smiles, enthusiasm, hope, that kind of thing. And the same with Democrats, guys like, you know, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, John F. Kennedy. You're not going to be president if you're trying to outdo some very bad people on the cruelty meter. And there are two things that that he has done, that DeSantis has done, in addition to trying to defend this guy Daniel Penny, the strangler, and get his folks to contribute to the guy's defense fund. He's already gotten $1.8 million, for Pete's sake. There's a couple of things to keep in mind. One is, you can tell a lot about a candidate by what people in his own party, say about him. You know, not the other party. You know, the Democrats will trash him, right? And Republicans will trash Biden. Okay. In his own party, what do they say about Ron DeSantis? I'll give you two examples. And these have both been reported publicly. One of them, and of course, they never do it for attribution to the press, but they are people who are in the Republican Party who are activists. One of them was asked to describe DeSantis. He said, the best way I can do it is to say this. He would unplug your life support to charge his phone. He would unplug your life support to charge his phone. And the second thing, another one said when asked to describe him, said, he's like the captain of the football team who throws a geek against the wall to get a laugh out of the cheerleaders. Now, neither of those descriptions appeal to me, and they don't appeal to most people. They don't appeal to Republicans in general. The other thing I want to emphasize, what the guy has done is, even on issues, he tries to out-Trump Trump. And one of the dumbest things he did was he was asked about Ukraine. Now, listen, the reason that Biden or that Trump as opposed to Biden, who has stood up for Ukraine and stood up for NATO and stood up for our alliances, the reason why Trump attacks Ukraine and admires Putin and says things like Putin got for $2 in sanctions, he got all that real estate. He's a genius. He won't say that he'd defend Ukraine, all of that, is because he has been financed by the Ruskies for decades. His own son said that to a journalist. And he's afraid of Putin. And when he meets with Putin, he is servile to Putin. So the idiot DeSantis goes, well, I've even got to get more Putinish than Trump. I can't believe how dumb that is. And he said, when he was asked about Ukraine, well, it's just a local border dispute. Not going to give him a blank check. Local border dispute. No, that's a local border dispute, like the shooting of the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo in 1914 was just a dust-up in a town between Serbia and Austria. It launched the First World War. It killed hundreds of thousands of people. It redid the map of Europe. Ukraine and Russia are not just a border dispute. This guy wants to be president of the United States. Does he know anything about foreign policy? Anything? Has he ever thought about it? He keeps stepping in it, trying to somehow out-Trump Trump, and he looks at it very mechanistically. He goes, all right, well, if I out-Trump Trump, everybody will love me. I'll be the nominee, blah, blah, blah. He ain't going to be the nominee. If he keeps this up, and frankly, I think it's too late myself. You can't go around and have a guy on the inside of your campaign going, or the Republican Party saying he would unplug your life support to charge his phone. I mean, you can't have that. Nobody's going to vote for that. They're not going to vote for a guy who thinks Russia-Ukraine is somehow a local border dispute. And they're not going to vote for a guy who compares the subway strangler to the Good Samaritan. It ain't going to happen. All right, we're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
The Good Samaritan, for the love of God, where does DeSantis come up with this stuff? I mean, it is just ridiculous. I mean, anybody who's read the Bible or is even familiar with the phrase, a guy who strangles somebody, how is that the Good Samaritan? Because this guy obviously was just annoying and not really a threat to anybody. And this guy decided to be a hot dog and do this. And he's got to take responsibility for his actions because he killed this guy for no other reason than he wanted to show off. I mean, it is just ridiculous that this guy will probably get away with it. I mean, it is just.
Yeah, well, I mean, No. The thing you say he's going to get away with it. Now he's already raised $1.8 million in defense, and DeSantis, I mean, stupidly, is going to his supporters. Well, give him more money. You know, don't give it to me. Give him more money, and then saying that America's got his back. Come on, but. The defense will be something like you're saying, but you got to get the minute the guy goes limp, you let go. This guy went ahead and strangled him for 50 more seconds after he went limp. You let go. You hold him from behind. A couple of other guys. He's a skinny guy. Did you see the guy in the videos? And he's a pretty good dancer. You know, I got to say, I kind of liked his moves. He was a Michael Jackson impersonator. He was doing the moonwalk. I mean, really, I can't do the moonwalk. He could do the moonwalk. And then they go, the Good Samaritan, come on. The Good Samaritan saw a guy who was beaten, stripped, and left on the side of the road. The Good Samaritan didn't strangle the guy. The Good Samaritan helped the guy. Anyway, I think DeSantis is really, I don't see how this guy gets nominated. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Cut you down.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks. And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 51 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 71. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. Upper 50s. Wednesday, turning much warmer. On Thursday, with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 tonight. A high of 71 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Of Les Paul.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's another piece of work, and it always amazes me how a Republican will, right to your face, I mean, right to the camera, say something that's not just false, but directly contradicted by something, contradicting something else he said or something written on a board right behind the guy. Here's an example. Brian Stile, guy from Janesville, Republican. You know, I mean, if he kept his head down and was moderate, he could last a long time. But this is the kind of stuff he pulls. Here's an example. He is the chairman. He's a committee chairman of the House Administration Committee. And he just hired a former Trump staffer to work on the committee. And this Trump staffer was involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 election in Arizona. And here's a statement Brian Stile puts out. He says, well, that's not relevant to what he's going to do in this committee. That's not relevant to the committee's focus on boosting trust in elections. You know, they go to the guy, they go to Stile, they go, okay, you just hired a guy who was deeply involved in the effort to overturn the 2020 elections in Arizona with fake electors, and you're telling me that that is, quote, not relevant to the committee's focus on boosting trust in elections? All right, here are the facts. The guy's name is Thomas Lane, L-A-N-E. He's working as election counsel and director of election coalitions for the committee, for the House Administration Committee. He makes $155,000 a year. That's actually quite a bit for a staffer on the Hill. It really is. $155,000, taxpayer money. Now, when the Republicans take over the Congress, and of course they run the committees, all of these descriptions of what people do are very Orwellian. You know, Thomas Lane is working as election counsel and director of election coalitions. Oh, really? Well, am I in that coalition? I doubt that I'm in that coalition. $155,000. But he was at a December 2020 meeting in Arizona where 11 Arizona Republicans declared that they were the true electors, falsely declared. And then he was subpoenaed last year by the January 6th Commission. And here is the statement in more full form that Stile put out. Quote, Thomas Lane has come on board, and he's assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter integrity laws. Integrity. And a guy couldn't spell integrity. And then he says, I do not think that anything in his past is relevant to his present work. Now, wait a minute. Quote, he's come on board and he's assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter integrity laws. The Orwellian thing about what they do in the Republican Party is they substitute a word like integrity for repression or suppression. So what he's talking about is Thomas Lane is coming on board and assisting us in moving forward our agenda of key voter suppression laws. If they were honest, that's what they'd say, even though that's unconstitutional, wrong, and illegal. But they call it integrity. They call it integrity. And then they say, well, the fact that he was also counsel and was the, one of the guys helping them plan the 11 Arizona state electors, fake electors, Republicans, falsely declared that they were the real electors when they were not. And then, of course, all this stuff happened in Wisconsin, mailed into the Senate, mailed into the archives. It's a felony to do that. And Thomas Lane gets picked up at $155,000 a year of taxpayer money, my money, your money. And they call it integrity now. And so nothing he's doing has anything to do with what he did in the past. And by the way, what he did in the past was fine with us. That's Brian's style. Now, there's a lot of disappointing things about what I just said, that he hired this Thomas Lane and do all that. But the most disappointing to me is the guy gets caught doing this. He doesn't say things like, well, the guy's seen the error of his ways, or, you know, he's reformed, or he's a very young guy and he got swept up. No, none of that. It's he's helping us with voter integrity laws, and voter integrity has nothing to do with his being one of the people trying to set up the fake electors to undermine the Arizona election in 2020. I mean, not only is it absurd and insulting to have listen to this, but the fact that Stile would do that and that he thinks that that's the right thing to do just rules him out, in my view, for any kind of further election, future position, anything of that nature. Another little sweet thing, a taste tempter. Did you see Trump's Mother's Day greeting? Donald Trump put out a Mother's Day greeting on Truth Social. Mother's Day, usually you say, I am so grateful to the sacrifices my mother made. I'm grateful to my wife, Melania, and the mother of our son. And I'm very, very grateful for all the women in the family, Ivanka. And salute to the mothers of the United States. Did he say that? You suspect that he didn't say that? Well, you're right. He didn't say that. Here's what Donald Trump said on Mother's Day, Sunday. Quote, happy Mother's Day to all, in particular the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left, fascist, Marxists, and communists who are doing everything within their power to destroy and obliterate our once great country. Please make these complete lunatics and maniacs kinder, gentler, and softer. You know, who puts that out on Mother's Day? Who puts that out on his Mother's Day message? Who doesn't even mention his own mother, his wife, his daughters, the mothers in this country, the mothers of our veterans, of everybody who serves our country? Who doesn't at least mention them? And who says to the particular, the mothers, wives, and lovers of the radical left, fascists, Marxists, and communists? I mean, this guy is seriously disturbed. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Department of Homeland Security says border crossings dropped 50% since the end of Title 42. ABC News contributor John Cohen wasn't surprised.
Several factors I'm hearing were at play. One, the weather was really bad in Texas. There were thunderstorms and tornadoes.
The department warning it still expects a surge in the coming weeks. President Biden will meet again tomorrow with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling. He wants it increased with no conditions. Republicans are calling for significant spending cuts. Consumer car debt accelerated a record 17% over the past year.
If you miss a payment or two, that may cost you the car and also the credit score damage that can stick with you for 7 years and be significant.
Bank rates, Ted Rossman. The White House says Iran's provided Russia with more than 400 drones, a sign of the country's expanding defense partnership. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kreitzcast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The federal government is looking into Friday's crash that killed a middle schooler as she was waiting for the school bus in Reidsville. The National Transportation Safety Board says the driver of a pickup truck struck and killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. It's a crucial week for shaping the Wisconsin state budget. That includes a proposed historic change to the way the state shares money with local communities. Jim Palmer is head of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says public safety departments statewide are short-staffed and not just big cities.
In rural areas, you know, it's not uncommon for a deputy who's working overnight that maybe their clearest, most available backup is, you know, 20, 30 minutes away.
Palmer was on Upfront yesterday. He pushed for more funding for police, sheriffs, and fire departments. In sports, the Brewers are at St. Louis tonight. Freddy Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
I'll tell you who will send out a message like that. A spoiled, deranged psychopath sends out messages to mothers on Mother's Day like that. You know, my big concern is, you know, who are the men behind the curtains that are involved in the state-by-state attempt to take down our country and our democracy? I mean, the people that raise money for those who murder others, like for Kyle Rittenhouse, and then the guy that strangled Michael Jackson impersonator, you know, to me, they need to be doing a heck of a big investigation, and I hope the people they're calling the deep state. You know, any time Trump people or Republicans are under a legal investigation, they try to blame everything on the deep state, and everybody's trying to come out and get them. It's just putrid stuff. And you know, Matt, a friend of ours had a weekend visit with somebody that, you know, was supposedly a normal person who totally, totally believed the Trump BS going on, totally about the deep state and how Joe Biden's in with China, and it is really unbelievable, and nobody could get through. So there's some pretty bad stuff going on with people's heads, and we need to start utilizing the FCC on spreading just terrible lies on Fox, Newsmax, totally spreading lies and stuff, because this is really, truly impacting people more than we even imagine. Right. So thank you very much for covering this, Matt. And nobody that's involved in, you know, the election line, things like that, should be on any board in our federal government. And that guy from Wisconsin should just resign because he's pathetic, and what they did in our state still haven't been held accountable. But they will. It may take a long time, but they will be held accountable legally. So thank you so much, Matt, for what you're doing. But
yeah,
boy.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. Always great call, as always. And now let me give you another atrocity to add to what you were just saying. There is a senator in Alabama named Tommy Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville was a football coach. He was a football coach. And, you know, successful football coach, he decided to run to the Senate. The problem for Tommy Tuberville was, in between the time he left being a football coach and he ran for the Senate, I think it was Auburn that he was the coach for, he was one of the people that set up an investment company that turned out to be a fraud. And one of his partners was, I think, prosecuted for securities fraud. Tommy Tuberville was another owner. As they go to Tommy and they go, well, why shouldn't we prosecute you? And Tommy somehow got off by saying, essentially, I'm too dumb to have known what I was doing. And of course, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But he said, look, I'm a football coach. I don't know anything about securities. They told me this, and somehow they let him wiggle away. Ran for the Senate, and the guy wins. I think Jeff Sessions may have tried to make a comeback in that primary, didn't make it. Tommy Tuberville made it. Tommy Tuberville is bad news, and here's the reason why. I'll give you a couple of reasons. One is, just the other day, he said, with regard to white supremacy, he says, quote, white nationalists are simply Americans. This is what he said, Tommy Tuberville. White nationalists are simply Americans. Then he said, they are simply, a white supremacist is simply a Trump Republican, end quote. Tommy Tuberville, white nationalists are simply Americans, and a white nationalist is simply a Trump Republican. Now, that's disgusting. But Tommy Tuberville is also the guy that put a hold on any promotion for any flag level officer, and flag level means general or admiral, general in the Army, in the Marine Corps, general in the Air Force, or an admiral in the fleet, a star officer, they call them, one star to four stars. There's 650 flag officers that are being held up by Tommy Tuberville, demoralizing our military, because he thinks that female members of the armed forces should not be permitted to have abortions, to travel to go to have an abortion. Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense, got hold of him, and he said, you're harming national security. We're going to lose some leaders of our military. Mitch McConnell said, well, I don't support what Tuberville is doing. Now, Tuberville, I do not think, ever served in the military. If Tuberville had been around in the 1860s, I think Ulysses Grant would have rounded him up. He would have, the best case, spent a lot of time in prison. Tommy Tuberville is a bad man. But I have a deeper question. I see you on the lines. I'll get to you in a second. Why is one senator permitted to hold up the promotions of 650 flag officers when the Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, calls them and says, "You're harming national security." And here's the reason why. Under the Senate rules, which are not part of the Constitution, any one senator can hold up anything. Anything. One senator. There's 100 of them. And the fiction is they can say, okay, bring up each one of these promotions one at a time, the 650 of them, and we'll spend 2 weeks on each one. Well, 2 weeks times 650, what do you think that is? What kind of work do you think the Senate will do? They can't do it. They have to what's called unanimous consent. Unanimous means all 100. And one guy like Tommy Tuberville can say, no, you're not going to do it. Remember, one of them did it to ambassador appointments by Biden, deprived us of an ambassador to NATO, an ambassador to the EU, ambassador overseeing the withdrawal from Afghanistan, an ambassador overseeing what we're doing in Iran. Did that and badly hurt us in terms of standing up to the Ruskies, jihad in Afghanistan, jihad in Iran. These are Republicans that do this, not Democrats. These are Republicans that do this. Why do they all do it? Have you heard any? Okay, Mitch McConnell says, "I don't support it." He doesn't say he's going to do anything about it. Have you heard a single Democratic senator or Republican senator even object to Tommy Tuberville doing this? If you call their office, Democrat or Republican, they'll staff will say, "Well, we don't agree with it." Why in God's name are they not doing something about it? And that is because the senators, all 100 of them, are taking an ego bath. They all think they're in the House of Lords. In the House of Lords, you can get in because your father was the Duke of Norfolk. You can be dumber than hell, cheated in college, thrown out, and lazy as hell, and you're in the House of Lords. That's their Senate. That's their upper house. They think they're lords. They do not attack Tommy Tuberville because every one of them likes to have his rear end kissed all the time as he walks down the hallway for being one of the lords. There is no reason why the Republicans are untrustworthy. They will knife us to hurt Joe Biden. That's what's really going on here. However, there's no reason why the 51 Democrats can't say, all right, we're changing the Senate rules. It takes 30% of the Senate to hold up a nomination for discussion, not 1% of the Senate. And if they're filibustered, under the rules that are there now, 51 of them can overdo the filibuster by getting rid of it for this particular purpose. None of them do it because they think they're in the House of Lords. 650 flag officers from one-star to four-star generals and admirals are not getting promotions. And let me tell you something. As a veteran, I can tell you, take the Navy, because I was in the Navy. The biggest deterrent we have that scares the Chinese and the Russians is our submarine fleet, nuclear submarine fleet. They have nowhere near our technology. They're frightened to death by us. Devoting your life to 20 or 25 years of service in the Navy, separate from family a lot and all of that, takes a lot of morale and esprit de corps, really does. The top 5% of the in the military academy, in this case Annapolis, the top 5%, whether they want to or not, are called in for interviews for the submarine fleet. They're asked to join it. It is that important. If you're going to put in 20 or 25 years and you're a commander and then a captain, you aspire to be an admiral. If the clown Tuberville, who never served, who Ulysses Grant would have put in prison if he hadn't hanged him, the clown Tuberville, who said he was too dumb to understand securities fraud. The clown Tuberville is being treated like somebody in the House of Lords because the other 99 senators are taking an ego bath. Enough's enough. Enough, enough, clowns. We do not want a House of Lords. We want a strong Navy, an Army, an Air Force, a Marine Corps, do you see? And most of you in the Senate never served in the military either. You don't give a damn. I'm tired of this. Very tired of this. We're going to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Tom?
You know, just speaking in terms of Trump, Trump would be nowhere without his supporters in the Republican Party. They kind of show you how far they've come. A bridge too far for Republicans back in the, I'm sure you remember this happening, was when one of their candidates couldn't spell the word potato. and that was the end of Dan Quayle's career. Now they have absolutely no problem with a candidate who has been held liable for sexual abuse. So if you need any evidence as far as how far down into the gutter the Republican Party has gone, let's just bring in Mr. Quayle as Exhibit A. Thank you very much.
That's good. A blast from the past. Thank you, Tom. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. What Tupperville is doing makes no sense. It's hard to get good qualified people in the military as it is, and being a commander of a submarine is no small task, to say the least, and you're putting us at risk doing stuff like that. Now, I don't understand why the Senate isn't taking into task for this. I want to mention one other thing, because Biden talked about, and that's domestic terrorists. I remember Ruby Ridge and then Waco, maybe a government overreach, I don't know, and which led to Timothy McVeigh down in Oklahoma. And then just lately, this day, we had people training to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And then, of course, you had lots of other things going on and then January 6th, of course. But the Republicans have to be careful stirring this stuff up, because they're messing with people's lives, same with death threats and the stuff like that that's going on under this Trump. And, you know, find a different candidate, because there's certain people, they hang on his every word. And we certainly don't want to see another Timothy McVeigh. I mean, where I went down to that memorial where that's at down there, and it's you can almost bring you to tears, all the kids that died there and stuff. So what I'm saying is the Republican Party needs to get a hold of themselves, and not only screwing up the military, but working these, I don't know if what you want to call them, but domestic terrorism anyway. And I was glad to see Biden wants to put a stop to that. So, and then the last thing I want to say, I'm all over the map, is Tom Tiffany's thinking about running for Senate? Jesus, I don't know, man. Okay, thanks, man. Thanks.
Well, excellent call. That was a really good call, Paul. And one piece of breaking news, we're talking about violence, just now came over the wires. Jerry Conley, who is a congressman in Virginia, some guy goes into his office with a metal bat and starts attacking his staff and hit a few people, hit computers, tearing it up, looking to beat Jerry Conley to death. They arrested the guy, apparently. You'll see more about it on the news tonight. All of those congressmen now have to have security. And because this is violence Trump unleashed. He's the guy that said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton and her bodyguard should be disarmed, and protesters at his rally should be beaten up and he'd pay the defense fees. Remember, he unleashed violence. The Republican Party has unleashed violence. And today, Jerry Conley, good man, Democratic congressman from Virginia, wasn't there. Guy goes in with a metal baseball bat and beats the hell, hits people and breaks up computers. This stuff, Wisco Paul is exactly correct. This stuff has got to stop. I see you on the lines. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more after the break. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Some whistle. Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 51 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 71. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. Upper 50s. Wednesday, turning much warmer. On Thursday, with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 tonight. A high of 71 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 77.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, what's in your mind today?
Well, quick thing on this, those appointments at the Congress. I mean, that's military. That shouldn't even be their call. The commander-in-chief would be the president. I mean, he should be able to make those decisions. I would think it would be his choice to send them through. So that's all. He's got the power. I think he should be able to take care of that. Thank you.
I like that comment. You know, that had not occurred to me. But, you know, for instance, in this state, a guy like Evers can appoint somebody provisionally as a member of his cabinet. They have to be approved by the legislature. Of course, the legislature in this state is gerrymandered and illegitimate, and they will do things to try to help hurt the Democratic governor. And with Brad Paff, when he was agriculture secretary, they knifed him just to embarrass Evers and all that. That said, you just raised a very important point. It had not occurred to me. Joe Biden is the commander-in-chief. Joe Biden decides what we're going to do militarily and all of that. Yes, Congress is supposed to declare war and all that, and that was great when everybody fought with swords and muskets. But when the other side has nuclear weapons and supersonic missiles, Joe's going to have to do the job, and Joe doing a good job. So here's a proposal. Let me throw it out there. Joe Biden, if these 650 people, these 650 flag officer ranked people were vetted, they have distinguished records, and they were proposed by their commanding officers and by the Secretary of Defense. If I'm Joe Biden, thank you very much. I think if I'm Joe Biden, I go, okay, they go up in pay grade to the new position. They get to wear the extra star. If they were one star, they get two stars. If there were three stars, they get four stars, whatever it was. And we are going to assign them for their position. And the courts and, you know, the Republican courts, the tarantulas and the Republicans said, no, we're the ones that get to say so. And Tommy Tuberville is sitting down there in Biloxi. No, that's in Mississippi. He's sitting down there in Mobile, Alabama, you know, chewing his cud and thinking about it. And okay. And if I'm Biden, I go, oh, great. Well, when you guys are ready to act, you just come right back to me. You come right back to me, Tommy Tuberville, come right back to me, and you can say, okay, it's fine with us. Well, great, they're already in the position. Or you can come back and say, no, it's not fine with us, and I'll say, great, hold a vote. You have to hold a vote to say it's not fine with us. Well, we can't hold a vote because the 51 Democrats would then say it's fine and it would work. Right. That's exactly right. So we're just telling you it's not okay with us. Well, why don't you jump in the lake? How's that going? I like it. Gary, I like that a lot. You put them in provisionally. You put them in permanently, for that matter. Give them the pay raise. Give them the star. Give them what are the Republicans? Then the monkey's on their back. Then the Republicans got to go, no, I want what? 650 flag officers? Taken off of submarines, aircraft carriers, taken off of bases that are restraining the Chi-Coms, the Norks, the Commie Ruskies, all of these? No, I don't think that happened. I like that. You know, think about Joe Biden, and he's an excellent president, but he's a little cautious, and I think he's reluctant to do that. But as long as he's reluctant to do it, Muscle Mitch will go, oh, well, I don't agree with Tuberville, but he's a good man, and probably he's thinking about it. Well, you know, you have to understand, Joe, that the Republican Party is in bad faith, that many of them are tarantulas, probably all of them, and that they will do anything to injure the United States, to injure a Democratic president. So, excellent point. Now, let me turn to something else. Somebody threw out, I think it was Wisco Paul said that in the Senate race, that Tom Tiffany is thinking of running. Well, Tom Tiffany is a joke. Tom Tiffany is a joke. The only reason he's elected is because it's gerrymandered up there. Dave Obey had it. Dave was one of the best congressmen, chairman of the Appropriations Committee. We're going to the lines. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jake?
Yeah, you know, I like the way that Doug Jones dispatched of Tommy Tuberville. Of course, Doug Jones is a former Democratic senator from the state of Alabama. And he said that Tuberville doesn't even know the meaning of the Civil Rights Act. Tuberville is reported to not only be the dumbest member of the Senate, which is saying a lot, considering Ron Johnson is in the Senate. Tuberville continues. He has not backtracked at all. He is continuing to double down on his support for neo-Nazis in the American military, for so-called white nationalists. Let's call them what they really are, white supremacists. And those are Tommy Tuberville's kind of people. And he admitted that today's Republican is a white supremacist, period. He admitted it. Why don't we just say it from now on? Any Republican calling the show, just, you know, announce that they're a white supremacist up front.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, remember one thing in fairness, what he said was a white supremacist is just a Trump Republican. So he's not saying all Republicans. I mean, obviously, Liz Cheney is not a white supremacist. Neither is Adam Kinzinger. Neither is Mitt Romney. Neither is Muscle Mitch, or, you know, the more mainstream Republican. They're not white supremacists at all. But what he's saying, which was, and he smeared his whole party by saying it, the Trump Republicans are white supremacists. And the truth is, he's lying about that, too. There are people who are hoodwinked into voting for Trump, and they believe what he said, who aren't white supremacists. But what he's done is he's really labeled the ones, the real hardcore, who are. But then he simply said, white nationalists are simply Americans. That was his other quotation. White nationalists are simply Americans. Well, that's baloney. America is, we are not white nationalists. If we were, we wouldn't have fought the Civil War. We fought the Civil War. 600,000 people were killed in the Civil War. That was more than in the First World War. That was more than in the Second World War, largely because there were no antibiotics and no decent medical care. And a lot of people died from disease and they died from infections. But that took a lot of guts in the Civil War. You know, you think about it. Anybody who's in combat has my deep respect. The Civil War, you're running at each other with bayonets, 3,000 guys against 3,000 guys, and they're cannonballs. And suddenly you're, what, 5 feet from the other guy screaming at you with a bayonet? You know something? That was a bad war. Everything's a bad war. And we are not white nationalists, and Tuberville's lying about that. But what gets me is Tuberville is refusing to permit the promotion of 650 flag officers, the leaders of our military. Lloyd Austin called him, then secretary said, you are injuring our national security. The Ruskies and the Chaikoms are picking up on this. He is enabling Putin and enabling Xi, and this guy is simply doing it because he can get away with it. To the House of Lords, to the other 99, get off it. You're not the House of Lords. I'm tired of you. Stick up for your own military. Get these promotions in there and get it immediately. All right. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job.
I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens.
ABC News.